Welcome to the Unleash Your Presence podcast, where each week we interview experts who serve corporate leaders to provide the concise, tangible insights to help you influence your audience and drive results through powerful communication. I'm your host, Julia Wonar. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Unleash Your Presence podcast. Today, I have with me Amy Franco, and Amy is named to LinkedIn's Top 10 Sales Voices. She's a sales strategist and keynote speaker specializing in B2B sales. She works with professional service organizations to accelerate growth results, and her book, The Modern Seller, is an Amazon bestseller. So welcome to the podcast, Amy.
Julia, thanks so much for having me here.
I'm looking forward to it. Amy, I would love to know from your perspective, and especially just given these crazy times that we're living through right now, what do you see as being the biggest challenge that leaders are facing in their communication?
I would put it into the umbrella of executive presence and leaders needing to be able to understand what executive presence is, to be able to embody the elements of executive presence, because now more than ever, we need leaders who have executive presence and are able to communicate really well with all different kinds of constituents.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I think that's something that I always talk to my clients about. And if you were to give a particular, really tangible tip to a leader at work who's looking to improve in their communication, what would you say that would be?
I would say to learn the art of improvisation. It's something that I did early on in my entrepreneurial career. I actually did a one-day training at Second City in Chicago, which for anyone who's not familiar with Second City is one of the founding organizations known for improv and improv comedy. And I am not someone who has spent a lot of time on stages early in my career. I do now more so as a keynoter. But I took that class and I signed up for it because I knew I needed to work on my communication skills. And one of the top skills that we can develop as leaders is the ability to think and speak wisely in the moment, to be able to speak off the cuff and create connection with people. So if there is one thing that you're looking to do to up your communication skills, take an improv class.
You know, that's a great tip, Amy. And I know improv is actually something that I did in all of my years of acting prior to speaking myself. Improv was always something that we did as a warm-up, actually, to get into acting exercises. And it really just helps you kind of get in the flow, I find.
Yeah, it gets you thinking differently. It builds a different muscle, different level of confidence. When you can go into any situation, whether it's an in-person situation, it's high stakes, or even if it's virtual, that ability to exude presence, to be able to think and speak confidently off the cuff will serve you so well.
And I'm curious as well, Amy, in your work, if there is a particular concept or perhaps a book or a program that you found that's left a lasting impact for you.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this question, and I'm one of those learning and development nerds. I love professional development. I love training classes, all that, which, you know, makes sense that I now own a training and development company. But as I was thinking about this question through the lens of communication, there is one book that I came across early in my career, and it's all about communication and leadership, and it's specifically geared towards women. It's called Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office, and the author is Dr. Lois Frankel. I still have this book on my shelf. I've probably had it there for maybe 15 years now, and the idea behind the book is all about, I think of it as a communication book. And many times, especially for women, as we are growing in leadership, growing into higher profile roles, we have to think about ourselves differently. We have to step into that role as a woman leader and leave behind some of the behaviors that we sometimes learn as young girls that just don't serve us as we are moving into greater roles of leadership. So that book has been on my shelf for 15 years, and it's something that I still refer to and I still learn from.
You know, that's a great suggestion, Amy. And I know I've definitely heard about that book. I haven't actually gotten the chance to sit down and go through it yet. So that will be on my list. I'm just curious as a follow-up to that, if you noted some of the particular behaviors discussed in there that women leaders have to sort of leave behind from perhaps some of the habits or behaviors they picked up as girls or earlier on in their career. And if there were any in particular that came to mind for you or some that you would name.
Yeah. So the book is organized into some different categories, and you can take an assessment at the beginning of the book to see where you're strong and maybe where you have opportunities to improve. But specifically in the realm of communication, many times our approach to communication, it's things like learning how to speak very confidently and concisely, to be able to walk into a room and own the room, like own your space. Those are a couple of the tips that I still remember from reading that book, and I still revisit them.
Absolutely. I think those are great tips, not only for women in leadership, but really for anybody who's looking
Absolutely.
To improve in their communication. Yep. Fantastic. So Amy, what should I have asked you today that I didn't, that you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, I was thinking about a question of, along the lines of some ways that we can continue to build leadership. So I was some tangible ideas for continuing to build leadership, no matter where you happen to be on your leadership path. I would say one is to look into board service as a leadership opportunity. It's a board service, serving on a board as a board director. Maybe it's in a nonprofit, or at some point in your career, it's in a private sector space. But that gives us the opportunity to hone new skills, and very specifically communication skills, because we're building skills across the spectrum. I'm the board chair for Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland, and that role has given me so many opportunities to perfect my communication skills, or make them excellent, if you will, and also the ability to interface with other leaders. So that's one thought. And then the second thought is, if you want to build your leadership skills, consider getting a sales job. I got into sales early in my career. I kind of fell into it out of college, and it wasn't a path that I had particularly intentionally choose it. But having a role in sales builds so many different muscles. It's business acumen, it's communication, it's being in front of groups, or being able to deliver presentations virtually. So get a sales job if you're looking for another way to grow.
I think those are great recommendations, Amy. And I know for so many people out there, they're definitely terrified of sales, right? And of all the rejection that can come with that. But definitely, if that's something that you can master, then it helps you in really, I would say, just about any job or business or lots of other endeavors that people will find themselves in.
Oh, absolutely. The sales skills, the ability to sell, is probably my number one skill that has helped me the most as an entrepreneur. And maybe a sales conversation is another podcast for another day.
Sure, absolutely. And before we let you go today, Amy, I would like to ask if there's a free resource or some more information that you'd like to share with our audience and how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest way to find me, to get in touch with me, is to go to my website, amyfranco.com. There's a number of free resources out there. You can get our modern seller inventories, which you can get access right from our homepage. And then there's also a number of other podcasts, videos, ebooks that you can access for your growth journey. So that's where I would recommend you go.
Fantastic. And for everyone listening, we'll also have that linked up in the show notes for you. So you can be sure to go ahead to Amy's website to access all of those resources. And thank you again so much for your time today, Amy.
Julia, thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks for listening. Please note, guests' opinions are their own. For written show notes and to learn more about our guests, please visit unleashyourpresence.com/podcast. We welcome and appreciate reviews of the show. Visit us on iTunes or Stitcher to leave your review, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.